Trump's legal retribution efforts collapse in multiple court battles. Former President Trump's attempts to pursue legal action against political opponents during his second term have repeatedly failed, exposing the limits of using the justice system for political retribution. Federal grand juries almost always return indictments, rejecting cases in only 5 out of 165,000 in 2013, yet Trump's high-profile cases have faltered, reflecting a sharp disconnect between his public threats and judicial outcomes. A central setback was the collapse of the case against former FBI Director James Comey. A grand jury declined one of three charges, and although prosecutors initially indicted on the remaining counts for false statements and obstructing Congress, the case was ultimately dismissed. A federal judge ruled that Trump's hand-picked prosecutor, Lindsey Halligan, was invalidly appointed, and later forced her to justify falsely claiming the title of U.S. Attorney. Halligan resigned in January. Similarly, charges against New York Attorney General Letitia James were thrown out twice, both due to Halligan's defective appointment. A judge deemed all actions taken under her authority unlawful. DOJ attempts to re-indict James after her office had previously imposed a $450 million fraud penalty on Trump also failed when the grand jury refused to bring charges. Other efforts at legal retaliation faltered as well. A DOJ employee accused of throwing a sandwich at a federal agent was acquitted, despite prosecutors arguing that any assault on law enforcement is unacceptable. Additionally, a grand jury declined to indict six Democratic lawmakers, or military veterans, after Trump accused them of seditious behavior for posting a video reminding service members to disobey unlawful orders. These repeated failures underscore how Trump's campaign of legal vengeance has been blunted by judicial checks, procedural missteps, and grand jury resistance, leaving the future of his politically driven prosecutions uncertain.